Hello everyone, this is Paul Hopkins. I am at Site Village Manchester. Looking around, there's a lot of people. It's really good if you're still coming, there's still time. We are at the Marriott Renaissance Hotel on Blackfriars Street in the centre of Manchester. I'm in a very interesting place now. I'm with some people who call themselves the Braillists, but there'll be voices perhaps that you'll recognise as I let these people speak to me and to us. So on my left I have Steph, on the right I have Dave Williams. We can start with Dave because he's been telling me about some of his changes before we get on to talking about why they're here today. So Dave, what's been going on with you? Lovely to see you.
Hello, good to see you, Paul.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me back onto your
VIP
podcast
advisor,
again.
Very much
your world
mate.
Famous VIP
advisor
podcast. Yeah. 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 Oh, well, thank you
so
very
good
much.
So good, you named yeah. it twice.
Yeah. Indeed. Well, obviously, people will know about me from my ACB radio days.
That's it.
And also from my Dolphin days.
Yeah.
And I'm now working freelance, so I'm doing a bit of training and some consultancy work and some testing and some audio production. So trying to keep busy with a variety of things. And one of the projects that I have become involved with is the Braillists.
Okay.
And the Braillists are a grassroots community group of people who are passionate about using and promoting Braille.
See, now I didn't know this. We had a little preamble before we started recording, and I thought it was all to do with one particular Braille production, you know, development, but it isn't. This is people who are passionate about Braille, and I will certainly look at it differently now that I know that.
Absolutely.
Because I didn't before. So for other people that don't know this, so like me, you are in effect a group of people, as you said, that embrace everything that's going on with Braille at the moment?
Yeah.
In terms of technology and...
The important thing, I think, to say is this is not just an online thing. You know, we all belong to communities online and websites and forums and things. And we do have a website at braillists.org where people can, you know, pop along and join the forum and, you know, find out what's going on. But we also meet up in the real world. Remember that?
Yes.
So we meet up. At the moment, we've got active groups in Bristol and in Reading. And we're here in Manchester today to really try and find out if people in Manchester and the North are perhaps interested in setting up a Braillist group. And really, what we do is we get together every couple of months and we talk about what's new with Braille. Last night, for example, we had a bit of a rundown on the latest Braille technology. So, you know, this dot watch that's coming along, and the Blytab, we were talking about that, and the Braygo, the affordable Braille embosser from the state. So we were talking through some of those projects. What do we know? What we're looking forward to? What are our kind of hopes and fears about some of these things? We've also talked about UEB. We've talked about transcription. We've talked about the history of Braille.
Yeah.
So we get together, people, because, you know, with integration now, Paul, as you know, people who read Braille often find themselves isolated and not in contact with other Braillists. And really, the Braillist tries to bring people together, give us a voice, and hopefully some feedback to engineers and developers who are looking to make some breakthroughs in the whole area of Braille technology.
Haptics, baby, haptics. What about haptics?
Maybe one day. Maybe one day. Is it there yet?
Claire often says to me that, oh, you go on about haptics all the time. But, I mean, if we were to sort of focus, so you can channel me between you. I'm here looking at your table for the first time.
Oh, this isn't our table.
No.
We're
networking.
Yeah, when I say grassroots community.
You really mean it, don't you?
No, I mean potless.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so we don't have any money.
I have no home.
So we haven't got a table. We will have a table in London, actually, in November. But we're just next to Balm at the moment, who haven't thrown us off yet. So that's very nice of them.
That is very nice.
So with Ian Bradburn's just behind me with Balm. Who makes some very nice Braille displays as well, it has to be said.
I will have a look.
So there we go. Little plug for Balm there.
So, brilliant. So, I mean, where do you think things are going? Because you said before we started speaking that there's lots of exciting things going on with Braille.
Yeah.
And yet, on the other hand, you said that Braille people that, you know, read Braille feel isolated and all the rest of it. And obviously Braille, I think, if you add my opinion to the mix, that Braille is under attack always because people say, oh, nobody reads it anymore. And how do you deal with those three points then?
it is challenging.
Yeah.
But we're not going to deal with them as individuals sitting at home moaning. And no. I think yeah. the first step is to try and mobilise people and yeah. bring people together into these meetings, into groups, and to try and get people enthusiastic and excited about Braille again. Because Braille, is, as Steph sort of describes to me, he said, Braille's quite funky, really, isn't it?
It is.
And it is. It is pretty cool, you know. And it did start off as a kind of a, you know, based on night writing, a secret yeah, yeah. thing, a secret yeah, yeah. code, you know. You know, and what child can't get excited about
secret
codes?
It'd be wicked
codes,
in a film,
you know?
Wouldn't it? You know,
yeah, exactly.
Braille,
the next really big Braille movie, yes, like Lego yeah, did, you know, yeah, something yeah. like that. So I think the first thing is to try and reach out to people and to get people involved and engaged about Braille. And then find out what are our common concerns and how do we try to tackle those as a group. And I think we are stronger together in doing that. So I don't have all the answers, but I know I aren't going to find them sitting at home in Worcester by myself.
Absolutely. So, I mean, so I'm thinking, I'm both use Braille and I produce Braille. And I do wonder where technology is going to take us. And I think for those of us producing it, certainly, UEB, for example, might have made it easier to produce Braille from standard print. But then in terms of, you know, whether Braille displays are going to be the way forward, do you think if Braille's going to survive, for example, that it'll be a Braille display that will be the saviour of Braille? Or do you think that...
I sort of think it has to be, really.
Yeah.
Because there's this dangerous idea that somehow technology and Braille are at odds with one another.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually they're not. They complement each other beautifully.
Yeah.
Because with my Kindle app and my Braille display, I'm able to read literally hundreds of thousands of books, if not yeah. millions of books, yeah. in Braille.
Yeah.
You know, and that is a fantastic play. Who would have thought blind people would ever have access to so much content in Braille? You know, that's a really awesome place to be. So certainly refreshable Braille has a really important role to play in the future of Braille. But I think also people's attitudes toward Braille.
Yeah.
It would not be acceptable for my 6-year-old to come home from school and say, by the way, Dad, my teachers have said it's all right.
Read.
I don't have to learn to
yeah.
read, right? I can listen to the computer.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine. It's not fine.
It's
you
not
know,
fine.
Because obviously when you're reading Braille, you're decoding language, you're having to actively retrieve that information and interpret that information in a way that when you're listening to speech, it's quite a passive experience. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
I often fall asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
I put my Braille display down before I can fall asleep. You know,
yeah, so. Yeah. It's a bit, it can be, and you use your imagination because you haven't got the prejudice of a voice that you listen
that's
to.
That's right, that's also true as well. Let's introduce Steph because people haven't heard Steph.
Steph!
Hello, how are you doing?
What do you want to tell us?
About the Braillists, well, I think it's very important that we're, as Dave has been saying, it's really about connecting lots of people together. Not just the Braille community, which in itself has all the information it needs, but also new people to Braille. Parents of blind children who don't know where to turn to, that would be a great one to include them.
Yeah.
We also want to connect funders and researchers because there's a lot of, from our experience with looking at, for instance, Bristol Braille,
yeah.
talking to them who've been producing this multi-line Braille ebook reader,
yeah.
We've been looking at how they've been falling between the gap of who should be funding them.
Yeah.
Because they're doing something new and innovative, nobody knows what that's going to relate to. And so there's no group of people who are there saying, yeah, this is actually a worthy product, this is actually something that can go, or this is a, you know, this is a goose, this is a
yeah.
a dead duck, if you like. So by having this group of people that can get their hands on especially early prototypes, and that we make a, you know, an agreement between the Braillists and the developers, then they then developers are producing something that the Braille users are actually going to want and buy, and it's only yeah. going to get better. It's going to work with both all the parties all around.
See, it does sound brilliant. I think the problem that you're probably going to have is around this whole thing about funding, so advocacy really. And can you guys between you tell me a bit about that? Are you looking for that? So you're not looking for people that are just going to turn up at an office of someone who, for example, could fund something, or benevolent individual and moan about the way things are, which is the word you kind of use, really, which I think are great because I think we should be challenged, yeah. you, as in you, Dave. So how can I mean, I would be interested in being involved, but I would want to do something, and you know, it's a doing things organisation, obviously, that you've created.
So
how would advocacy work, and what are you looking for?
We're looking at doing is producing a network of these Braille-less groups. So we're helping by producing the support structure to help local groups run themselves.
Help themselves, yeah.
So that it doesn't become a top-down thing.
Yeah.
I'm sighted. I don't read Braille at the moment. I'm fascinated and trying to learn.
Yeah.
But I am here as somebody who's got involved, just so that I can help add the support structure there from my previous knowledge.
Yeah.
And rather than come
He's
along
on the front of the tandem, yeah. So that's kind of how this thing works. The real work gets done at the back. You see.
What do they call them now? The stoker.
So Steph is kind of helping steer it a little bit, just to kind of, you know, help out. But you don't really want to run it, do you, Steph? You've said this, though.
The tandem metaphor, that's interesting.
I'm not. I'm certainly not the face of the Braille-less. Dave has got a much prettier face for that.
For radio.
He spends half his time looking at your backside, though. Slightly
sometimes
boring.
Being blind's an advantage.
I know I've done a lot of tandem, but we're not talking about tandem.
I understand the point, and there aren't any quick fixes.
No.
But I know that, as I said, you know, as individuals, you've got one voice.
Yeah.
And I think we are stronger together, and
yes.
I think if we can get a network of groups around the country that are kind of up and running and meeting regularly, then we become, you know, more of a force to be reckoned with, in terms of if we all decide, do you know what, actually, we are going to support this particular project or not support this particular project, or we're all going to campaign for, you know, Braille for 3-year-olds, or whatever, you know, whatever it is. And I don't know what those campaigns might look like. But they can't happen, you know, with just a couple of individuals. And I think, you know, far too long, you know, Braille's sort of place in the world has been driven you know, business
and
large charities and public funding cuts and so on. And where is the voice of the user in that? Where is the voice of the Braille reader in all of that? And that's what we're trying to achieve with the Braillists.
Well, I think that is fantastic. Just for the sake of my global audience, I know it sounds, but we really do have people from all over the world. Is this something that you can do globally, or is it more of a UK concentration at the moment? Who wants to answer?
Well, we've got members from outside of the UK who have kind of connected with us sort of via the internet.
Yeah.
In terms of those face-to-face meetings at the moment, we've been to Ireland. I think went to Ireland recently, Steph?
Yeah, we went to Ireland a couple of weeks ago and talked to the NCBI. We had a Braille-less meeting there.
Oh, brilliant.
We went around Child Vision and the NCBI media libraries and saw how their Braille production services go. So what we're going to be doing is putting up the meeting notes from that, so that we'll tell everybody what we've been up to. We've got a forum out there that people can get in a hold of. It's a Google group, so it becomes comes straight into your inbox, and you can respond directly. And we're just
quite low traffic, so it's not going to bombard you.
So we don't want to, we're adding to those. We don't want to replace any of those BCABs and all that things out there. We want to bring everything so that it's like a bit more of a generalized view and a good place to signpost to other people to other things. If people are interested, get on the website, braillists.org, tweet us at Braillists. And sign up to our newsletter, which we send out telling you when the next events are happening near you. We'll get in touch, basically.
Brilliant. I have to say that I'm excited about this, and I'm definitely going to get involved. I think I'm part of the forum, actually, because I got involved when it was more related. The previous connection I made, which I'm obviously not doing now, but you know, to one company. But having now realised what it is I'm looking at, I'll certainly be involved, and I'd encourage anyone that's a Braillist to get involved with you guys. Just to see where you want to come in on, I guess, and feed into any of the forum topics. Just before we go, what's the biggest diversity of conversation you've had. So from one extreme to the other, that might be a little fascinating fact before we go.
Yeah. So I mentioned earlier that last night we were talking about some of the new, you know, technologies that are being developed. You know, we've heard about the Dot Watch and the Blytab and you know, the Canute from Bristol Braille Technology. So these are all exciting projects that you can find out more about from the website or from our meetings. But also, last night we had a chap come along who's actually a wood carver, and he's been commissioned to install a wooden panel in a hospital in Bristol.
Yeah.
And he wanted to know, A, should he put Braille on it? Would that make it more inclusive? Yeah. And if the answer to that is yes, then how should he go about it?
Oh, wow.
So that gives you an idea of the kind of range. So you've got people out there like that wood carver, you know, who are, you know, maybe artists or people working with the built environment.
Yeah.
You know, where do they go to get information about including Braille in their projects?
Fantastic. I like that. That's a lovely way to end this. Both Dave, Steph, thank you very much for talking to me today and for nicking someone's table corner. Do you want to mention them again?
Yeah, Balm.
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 We'll go and see Balm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Lovely to speak to you. Bye bye for now.
Let's outro.